Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Late Xavier Lavigato, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the first Sunday in Lent, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Okay, so I cheated. I began the gospel three verses earlier. Whoever sliced and diced the readings gave us only half the loaf. And even with the extra verses, I still feel cheated. Where are Matthew's and Luke's story of the three temptations? But Mark's very, very short account has this advantage. It forces us to explore why the beloved, the announced beloved of the Father, is then immediately driven out, literally driven out, by the Spirit to be tested by Satan in the desert. Now, let's face it, we'd all love for God to say to each one of us, beloved. Sounds wonderful, is wonderful. But do you want to be expelled into the desert by the Spirit to be tempted and tested by Satan? Thanks a lot, Dad. Yet, this is the place we all live in. In the betwixt and between of being loved, yet still being broken and challenged. We are told often that God loves us. But let hardship hit and we ask, where are you, God? I've been good. Wouldn't we, with St. Teresa of Avila, who having fallen face forward in the mud, looked up and scolded heaven, saying, Lord, if this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few. But that is love's problem. Love has to be refined in the crucible if it's really to become real. And not simply an aspiration. Unlike our culture, the ancient world was not overly protective. People expected being tempted and tested. It's part of growing up. As God says in Isaiah, behold, I have refined you, but not like silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. And again in Proverbs, for whom the Lord loves, he reproves, and he chastises the one he favors. Though I sometimes confess I wish God loved me a little bit less. It's easy to fall in love with the idea of love. But it's sadly even easier to flee love's discipline. Yet you have to pay love's price to make it real. For example, by getting up to feed a crying infant, by tending a sick child, by calming a stressed spouse, or by being there for a friend in pain, or even helping a person with his pee set. Sometimes you have to simply make yourself neighbor. Now, God doesn't enjoy suffering. But growth demands training, and like physical exercise, it entails pain. Maturing as Christians involves the painful work of leaving egoism and selfishness behind and claiming solidarity with others and stewardship for the church in our world. It means being an adult. Why was Jesus baptized? Well, certainly not for the forgiveness of his sins. What sins? He had already been acknowledged as the Father's beloved. He joined in that motley group of people being baptized because he wants to be with every broken person. Jesus chooses solidarity. What was Jesus learning in the desert? To be the steward of the Father's love. Love only becomes strong by in the choosing. choosing it again and again in the face of hardship. The letter of the Hebrews explained it this way: because Jesus himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. I find that comforting, that God knows exactly how I feel when I'm struggling. What temptation did Jesus face? Well, in his case, a unique one: to be the wrong kind of Messiah. You know, our scene began with lots of excitement. People were coming to John the Baptist for baptism from every direction. You might say John was making quite a splash. Hope was on the way. The powerful one was coming. The people's champion would end Roman oppression. People came to be baptized for forgiveness, and this may sound strange, so that they could join a Jewish jihad and have a place in the Messiah's kingdom. They clamored, "God, give us a conquering Messiah. Make us glorious and your people great again." Sound familiar? Surprise, Jesus came instead. And in the surprise, Jesus redefines the notion of Messiah, the face of God, and who we are to be. He comes as the steward of God's compassion. You know, we all want God. We want the kind we want. We just don't want a demanding God who asks us to think in new ways. And that word repent, so often misunderstood as feeling guilty, means literally change your way of thinking. Take on God's way of thinking, God's way of enemy love, God's way of forgiving, God's way of embracing. Embrace the Jesus way. Embrace solidarity and stewardship. You know, too often, American Christians and Catholics project onto God American values, America's way of acting. For the 18th time this year, we paid for America's love affair with guns. When will we embrace solidarity with people in their pain and stewardship for the Father's love? You will never kill killing by killing. Jesus gave us all. Can't we give him some? Don't be stingy in your service and sharing. A spirituality of stewardship realizes that we act in Jesus' name. You are to be his good stewards, wiping away the tears of people in pain, supporting each other in shared prayer, rallying to support the planet, hearing the cries of the alien and the refugee, defending the harassed and the mistreated, building a community of hope in the face of our community's death and divisions. I am convinced there is in every human heart a God-inspired call to be his love in some unique way. But you got to give him the time to speak in the quiet of your heart. What is he nudging you to do? Who is he encouraging to be for someone else? This Lent, consider embracing a spirit of solidarity with others and stewardship of his love. Asking, "Lord, what do you want me to know? What do you want me to do?" Place yourself, your love, your resources, your talents at the service of others in the community of faith. You know, when misfortune hits me, I am tempted to say, "Why me, God? I haven't been that bad." Reality check. God, Jesus, none of them ever promised us a rose garden. Instead, God asks us to become saints and heroes. The saint doesn't evade life struggles, but faces and transforms them. That's what God's good stewards do. They leave family and friends, community and church, school and team better. They give themselves. They give themselves like Jesus. Be his good steward.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.